Shouldn't have changed. Good morning, good afternoon.
Good morning.
You are the first to arrive, so we'll wait a few minutes.
Okay.
Good afternoon, good morning. Please join me in saying the Anna Bacaw. Anna Bacaw, Gadula Chimmy, Tati. Kabel Rinat Amchasad Venu Taharenu No Ra Kufreshayan Sabtad Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Evavat Sham Rem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bar Hem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Bet Tet Resh Tzadi Daf Gimel Kasim Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Bet Kuf Bet Tet Denayan Yachid Jaya Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidu Shata Bet Gimelamet Hey Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talubo Shin Kufal Tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe. El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notze Chesed La'alachim Nosei Avon Wa'Pesha V'Chata'av V'Nakei We'll now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's Parsha Yitro, Pasuk 29. We will start with a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kudcha Barichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Erchimud Hilud Hilu Erchimud Le'achda L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandakucha Barichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Belaid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yalea Mine Yaula Naga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolait Siris Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakan Tata willow year gaz, Lord willow yosifu. Bene avlala anoto, ta asher barishona. It will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta heza yo ala da la awa he he ya yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la Nu la ha yo 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 me la he se se wa Nu ta he he a a yo re da shi a he Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da A nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za Hey, 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 me yo cha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me he, me be he, pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa be. Will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he se yo anu da la he wa he me a yo cha la me re he he yo yo he me me La be be, la wa wa, cha be yo, la yo wa, pe nu la. Nu me cha, yo ke yo, me du he, se se wa. Nu yo he, he shi ya, yo re ta, shi ya he. Ray Lio, Awa May, Lio Bay, Wow Hey Ray. Yo yo wa la he he ta ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he wa yo he za he 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 me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo she a la me. Nu he a nu a da me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me cha ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the eighth day of Elul. Rabbi Shlomo ben Rabbi Yosef Karo. Rabbi Michael Ashkenazi. And then as our usual pattern, we will also connect to the Tzaddikim who chose to leave the ninth day of Elul, which starts at sundown tonight. Dan ben Yaakov Avinu. Dan is the progenitor of the tribe of Dan. And the name Dan and the tribal name Dan has to do with Din, judgment. Rabbi Tzadok ben Rabbi Yaakov HaKohen Rabinowitz of Lublin. Rabbi Nahum Mordechai ben Rabbi Alter Yisrael Shimon Perlo of Novomintsk, and Rabbi Yonathan Steif. Since it is the afternoon in some places, I'm going to read Psalm 27, because we read it twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, or towards the evening. Verse 1. L'David Adonai Ori Vishimi Mira Adonai Maos Haye Mimi Echad Lekoi Kro Alai Marai Lekol Et Basari Tzarai V'Ovaili Hei Makashlu V'Nafalu Im Tachane Alai Mahane lo yira libi im takum alai milchama zotani boteach achat shalti me'et Adonai otam avakesh. Shivti bibet Adonai kol yemechaye lachazot benoam Adonai uvaker bechekalo kispeneni besuko v'yom ra'ay askireni Beseter achalo betzur yiromemeni V'yata yarum roshi al yavai Sevivotai v'yesbecha v'achalo Zivheteruwa Ashira v'yazamra La Shema Adonai Kol Yisrael V'chaneni Wa'aneni Lecha Amar Libi Bakshu Fanai Et Panecha Adonai Ata Avakesh Al Tisaster Panecha Mimeni Al Tat Piaf Avdecha Ezra Tishayiti Al Tishayni V'al Tazveni Elohei Ishi Ki Avi Ve'imi Azavuli V'adonai Yohei Wahei Yasveni Horeni Adonai Darkecha Ucheni Ve'orach Mishor Lima'an Shorerai Al Titneni B'nefesh Sari Ki Kamuli Eide Sheker V'fe'ach Tamas Lule he'emanti lirot Ketuva donai Eden Beret chayim Kawe el adonai Chazak v'yamet libecha v'kave el Adonai. And now for the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav. Yud hey vav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey vav, yud hey vav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey vav, yud hey vav hey, yud, yud hey. Yud hey vav, yud hey vav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey vav, yud hey vav hey. Today's class is an Igaret Teshuvah that comes from the Tanya. It's written by the Baal HaTanya. We'll discuss it in more detail, but to find the handout, it's in the unique astrological times link. The first link to connect to and to open is titled Preparation for Elul and Tishrei Holidays. It's like a half inch scroll down from the top of the unique astrological times link page. When that landing page for the Elul and Tishrei holidays opens up, please scroll down to class 5, which is titled the Igaret Teshuvah from the Tanya. And when that opens up, it's a rather long letter. We will not finish it today, but it gives great insights into the process of Teshuvah. in the Tanya, which is a book of Kabbalah that's a commentary on the Zohar, there is a letter that was published . Generally, it was not divided into chapters in the original letter. And there are various variances between certain ways that the letter has been printed and the original letter. But we will discuss that as it occurs. And we're starting with chapter 1. But we'll first start with the L'shem Yichud, just to be safe. I know we said it earlier. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavadhe, Be'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Chapter 1. By way of introduction to the Egeret, which translates means a letter, to the Egeret HaTeshuvah, the letter of Teshuvah, it should be noted that the Alter Rebbe is known as the master of the Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rebbe, the seventh Chabad Rebbe, once remarked that the master of the Tanya means that the Alter Rebbe is an arbiter in the esoteric dimension of the Torah, and master of the Shulchan Aruch signifies that his halakhic rulings are authoritative. Furthermore, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, the sixth Chabad Rebbe, once stated in a public address that the four parts of the Tanya correspond to the four sections of the Shulchan Aruch. In this connection, the Rebbe gives an explanation. Both according to Chassidut and according to the revealed strata of the Torah, of the relation between the third part of the Tanya, the Egeret HaTeshuvah, and the third section of the Shulchan Aruch, known as Evan HaEzer. The Stone of Strength. According to Chassidut, the relation between the two is clarified by a statement in chapter 4 of the Egeret HaTeshuvah, that the lower and higher levels of Teshuvah, which together encompass all the degrees of repentance, are respectively indicated by the lower and higher letters He of the ineffable name of Hashem. In terms of their spiritual personality, so to speak, these two letters are feminine. Both are receivers, the higher hay representing the level of Bina being impregnated by Chokhmah, and the lower hay representing Malchut being impregnated by the six emotive Sephirot. This feminine element connects Egeret HaTeshuvah with Evan HaEzer, which codifies the laws involving women. And I am adding, without going into details, Teshuvah is dealing with feminine essence, which is the essence of receiving. As to the revealed plane of the Torah, we find that the Talmudic tractate Gittin, which deals with the laws of divorce, precedes Tractate Kiddushin, which deals with the laws of marriage. In the introduction to his commentary on the Mishnah, Maimonides explains this order by quoting the verse from Devarim: when she leaves his house, she may go and marry another man. Here too, divorce precedes marriage. Historically as well, The Midrash points out that the root of the word used by the Torah to say that Elohim banished Adam from the Garden of Eden is the same as the root of the word for divorce, Gerushin. Accordingly, the sages compare his state to that of a Jewish divorcee, which is permitted to remarry her former husband. And indeed, when Hashem later gave the Torah to the Jewish people, he sanctified us. Kadishnu with his mitzvot. In the holy tongue, this verb shares a common root with the word for marriage or betrothal, kiddushin. In this connection, the Alter Rebbe said that Hashem, having sanctified us with his mitzvot, parallels what a man declares when betrothing a wife. You are hereby consecrated unto me. This dynamic, marriage in the wake of divorce, is echoed in the spiritual use of these terms. The connection to teshuvah is thus readily apparent. A marriage is conceivable after a state of divorce only when there was teshuvah in the interim. For as the Alter Rebbe stated earlier on, indeed it is impossible for the wicked to begin to serve Hashem without first repenting for their past. This is an unwritten commentary, and I hesitate to describe it. But essentially, in order to reconnect, to return to Hashem, one must give up the idol worship that drew you away from Hashem. Does the idol worship always draw us away from Hashem? And the answer is yes. In Scripture, too, we find repentance depicted as the reconcilement of a divorced couple, culminating in remarriage. For sin banishes the Shekhinah, the divine presence, the mother of all souls. In the words of the prophet, because of your transgressions was your mother sent away. This is the selfsame verb that the Torah uses for divorce. And he will send her away from his house. And it is repentance that undoes this spiritual divorce, to the point that Hashem can ask his people the rhetorical question, where is your mother's bill of divorce? For as a result of his people's repentance, the divorce is annulled. In the plainly manifested levels of the Torah as well, there is explicit evidence in the Gemara that repentance resembles remarriage following divorce. Rabbi Yochanan teaches that repentance overrides a prohibition stated in the Torah and cites the following verse. If a man sends away his wife and she leaves him for another man, will he return to her again? Yet though you have strayed, return to me. Thus argues Rabbi Yochanan. Hashem is saying here that repentance overrides the prohibition that her first husband may not remarry her if she married another man in the interim. Here too, then, remarriage following divorce is a paradigm of repentance. I am adding, this paragraph is a good argument to the charge that the Jews are no longer Hashem's firstborn and have been replaced by the new Israel. Thus, there is a clear correspondence between the third part of the Tanya, which is known as the Egeret HaTeshuvah, and the third section of the Shulchan Aruch, the Eben Hazar, which deals with the laws involving women. Tanya Bisof Yuma Sheli Shahaluki Kaparahim. It has been taught in a Baraita at the end of Tractate Yoma. There are three types of atonement, varying according to the different categories of transgression. But Tashuvah im kol echad, and repentance necessarily accompanies each of them. Ever al mitzvot aseh v'shev ayinu zaz mashim ad shemochilin lo. If one failed to fulfill a positive mitzvah and repented, he is forgiven forthwith. Ever al mitzvot lo ta'aseh v'ashev teshuvah hola Yom HaKippurim Bakaper. If one violated a prohibited mitzvah and repented, his repentance is tentative, and Yom Kippur atones. In this instance, repentance alone does not suffice to secure complete forgiveness. It only guarantees that he will not be punished until the arrival of Yom Kippur, at which time he is either completely forgiven or the effect of his negative action will take place, God forbid, in the coming year. But as a general rule, if one is clear they will not do it again, the repentance is complete. Perush de'af al gav delanin kayom mitzvat aseh gadula sheduacha et lo taaseh. This means that though in terms of fulfillment a positive mitzvah is superior, for which reason it supersedes a prohibitive mitzvah. When positive and negative mitzvot conflict, the positive command takes precedence and overrides the prohibition. For example, the wearing of tzitzit made of an admixture of wool and linen, despite the prohibition of kilaim or shatnets, since observing a positive command thus appears to be of more value than observing a prohibition. Why do we say that if one transgresses a positive command, repentance alone suffices? Whereas if one transgresses a prohibition, forgiveness cannot be secured by repentance alone and must await the advent of Yom Kippur. The Alter Rebbe will now address himself to this question. His answer will also enable us to understand the spiritual effects of the performance of a positive command and the spiritual blemish that results from transgressing a negative command. Insight into the mitzvot from this perspective will in turn enable us to understand why a positive mitzvah supersedes a negative mitzvah. and why it is nevertheless more difficult to attain atonement for transgressing a negative command. Briefly, the answer is as follows. When one performs a positive command, he not only fulfills God's will, but also draws down a flow of divine light into the higher spiritual realms and upon his own soul. The reason each positive mitzvah is likened to a bodily organ. The Rebbe notes, as our sages of blessed memory have said, the 248 organs correspond to the 248 positive mitzvot. This means to say that just as a bodily organ is a receptacle for the life force which it elicits from the soul, so too is each positive mitzvah a vessel that draws down divine effluence and vitality from the infinite Ein Sof, from the infinite Ein Sof light. Moreover, just as in the life force of the soul is enclosed within the various limbs, so too does the life force drawn down through the performance of a positive mitzvah become enclosed, internalized within the worlds. Fulfilling a negative mitzvah by not committing the transgression is also a fulfillment of the divine will. As our sages of blessed memory have said, if one passively refrains all his days from sin, he is rewarded, but only as though he had actively performed a mitzvah. However, since such performance does not result from any action on his part, as in the case of a positive command, he merely fulfills God's will by not transgressing. Its result is of a lesser spiritual value. For the purpose of Torah and mitzvot is to draw down divine illumination through the performance of the 248 positive mitzvot, and to dispel the spirit of impurity through the observance of the 365 prohibitions, as explained earlier. Thus, in a situation where positive and negative precepts clash, and the question is which one is to be set aside, the positive mitzvah supersedes the negative, for it is impossible that doing the prohibitive deed will impart the spirit of impurity. Inasmuch as its prohibition is being overruled, because the Torah so dictates, conversely, even if the Torah were to direct that one should neglect the positive mitzvah, the action that would draw down divine illumination would still be lacking. For this reason, a positive mitzvah supersedes a prohibition. The deficiency, normally wrought by transgressing a prohibition, does not result when the Torah mitzvah that is to be set aside, while the dividend gained by fulfilling a positive mitzvah, the drawing down of the divine light, is realized. However, in light of the above, it would seem that the same reasoning should apply with regard to transgressions. A higher degree of repentance should be necessary for violating a positive command than for transgressing a negative command. Yet according to the above quotation from the Gemara in Yoma, the opposite is true. The explanation is as follows. The advantage of the positive mitzvah, the godly light that it draws into the soul, cannot be won through repentance in any event. All that repentance can now secure is forgiveness of the transgression, Not so with regard to transgressing a prohibition, where repentance can rectify the misdeed entirely. Furthermore, since the misdeed actively blemished the individual's soul, and the celestial realms as well, mere repentance does not suffice. Only Yom Kippur can completely obliterate the blemish that it brought about. And this is what the Alter Rebbe goes on to say. Ayeinu b'shum she'al yedi kayom mitzvah aseh b'mashich or ushpa b'yomot aleinu dim m'he'arat or ein sofer baruch hu. The superiority of the positive mitzvah that makes it supersede a negative mitzvah is so because by performing a positive mitzvah, one precipitates an illumination and a flow into the higher worlds from the reflected infinite Ein Sof light. Kimo shekatu b'zohar b'ramach Yukudin inun ramach avrin gemilacha. And as we find in the Zohar, the 248 positive mitzvot are the 248 organs of the king. The 248 positive mitzvot are equaled with the emotive attributes of Atzilut, which are collectively termed the king. Just as an organ serves as a vessel to the soul faculty and clothed within it, so too it is each positive command, an organ and vessel for a particular effluence of the emotive attributes of Atzilut that are drawn down through the performance of that particular mitzvah. Thus, through performing positive mitzvot, one draws down godliness into the higher worlds. V'gam al nafsho ha'elokit. And also through the performance of a positive mitzvah, one draws godliness onto his divine soul. Kumo shomrim asher kedashanu b'mitzvotal. As we say in the blessings that precede the performance of many mitzvot, who has hallowed us with his mitzvot? Fulfilling a positive mitzvah has the effect of drawing down divine light and holiness upon the soul, for which reason it surpasses and supersedes conformity to the negative mitzvah. Avale anin tashuva. But concerning repentance, which would seek to rectify the transgression of a positive command. Af shemo chalin lo ta'anash al shebared temalkuto itvaruch velo aseme amar hamelech. Though through repentance the punishment for rebelling against Hashem's rule and not fulfilling the king's word is commuted. Mekal makom haor ne'adar wikomer. Nonetheless, the illumination which would have been drawn down through the performance of the positive mitzvah is lacking, even after repentance, so that the sin remains only partially rectified. V'kamar rezal al pesuk Meotlo yokel itaken ze shavital kariat shema shel arbait o wigomer. On the verse, crookedness that cannot be corrected. Example, even through repentance, our sages accordingly comment. This relates to one who neglected the evening or morning reading of the Shema, or the evening or morning prayer. Da'af shenazar har me'ata lekarot kariyat shema shel aravit v'shahirit le'olam. For though he be scrupulous henceforth about reading the morning and evening Shema forever, thereby demonstrating his regret, Ein teshuvato mo'alat l'taken ma shebital ve'amachat. His repentance is ineffectual in correcting what he once neglected. For after all it is said and done, the world will forever be lacking the unique gift of divine light that he could have drawn down through reading the Shema on that particular occasion. Thus, all that repentance can accomplish, he is now able to accomplish through repentance alone. No other steps can secure him any further atonement. So much for him who transgressed a positive first precept. V'ta'uvar al mitzvot lo ta'aseh al yadi shenak shani davak. Hey, Rabbanaf Shoviose, Gigam Limala, the Shirashi Makor Hotziva. If one violates a prohibition in thought, speech, or action, since thereby evil cleaves to his soul, he also impairs its supernal root and source. Levelavushim di sefirot di asiya kimo shikatu betakoni zohar levushim tikionat lon deminihu parchin ishmatin livne nasha wikomer. In the garbs of the 10 Sefirot of Asiyah, as the Tikkuni Zohar writes, you have fashioned garbs for the Sefirot, from which fly forth souls for man. We thus see from the Tikkuni Zohar that it is from the garments of the Sefirot that souls emanate. When a soul is blemished through sin, these garments are blemished as well. L'kach ein chapara l'nafsho v'lo l'me'ala ad yom ha'kipurim. Therefore, there is no atonement for his own soul, not above, until Yom Kippur. As we will be explained a little later, atonement means cleansing that which was blemished. That requires not only repentance, but in addition, Yom Kippur. Kimo shikatu, the kapara al hakodesh, the tumaot. B'nei Yisrael, mafshiyahem, Wigo Merlifnei Hashem Tatcharo. Concerning which it is written, he shall atone for the holy place because of the impurities of the children of Israel, and because of their sins before Hashem shall you be purified. Lifnei Hashem Deyika. Before Hashem is being stressed. The purification granted by Yom Kippur emanates from a level that transcends the divine name Hashem, and can even atone for a blemish that resulted from transgressing a positive mitzvah. At any rate, we have seen that in certain respects, transgressing a positive mitzvah has more serious consequences than transgressing a negative mitzvah. Ukein ein lelamod mekan shom kola chas v'shalom b'mitzvot aseh. Hence, one should not, God forbid, infer any leniency in the positive mitzvah from this baraita, which states that one is immediately forgiven after repenting for having transgressed a positive mitzvah, while transgressing a negative mitzvah requires in addition the atonement of Yom Kippur. Wiparad b'chal mutal mutorah. Particularly ought one not infer any leniency in Torah study. Wiadarava imru rizal v'yeter hakadosh baruch hu alavoda zora. Wigomer Ashefayim Beritot Unitot Beit Din Velo Vayatar Alpitu Talmud Torah. On the contrary, our sages assert, Hashem has in certain instances glossed over even idolatry, incest, and murder, through excision and capital punishment are involved, but did not excuse the neglect of Torah study. The baraita with which the chapter opened is now resumed. Aver al karitot umitot beit din tashuva vayom hakipurim olin diusurim mimarakim. If one commits a sin punishable by excision or execution, repentance and Yom Kippur are tentative, so that the individual is not punished and sufferings scoured. Perush gomarin hakapara v'hu malashon miraki mereka v'shatifa v'tzachatzat ha-nefesh. They complete the atonement. The verb mimarkin denotes the final stage, namely scouring and rinsing in order to polish the soul. Ki kapara hayo lashon ki noa shimaka naoa. The call of Haita. kapara, atonement, is the term for the preceding stage of cleaning, removing the uncleanness of the sin. Sins punishable by excision or execution are not cleaned away through repentance. And the Yom Kippur alone, the soul must also be scoured and rinsed through suffering, heaven forbid. Shene emar v'kapaka dati v'shavet p'isham uvin gaim onem atan lashon haverita. Thus far the Baraita with which this chapter opened. And this is where we will stop today. To explain what a Baraita is quickly, it's notes from somebody who studied with somebody and who makes clear the different Mishnayot or the different parts of the Talmud. It is not the Talmud, and it has lesser authority because it's the notes of one individual, not the collective understanding of every aspect of the Talmud. Does anyone have any questions? And while you're unmuting yourself for potential questions, I will remind you our class today at 3 o'clock West Coast time, we will study the advanced reincarnations. And that our class tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will be doing the Slichot. But as today, I did not complete Psalm 27. You'll be doing that yourself and perhaps listening to the shofar on your own as well, because I again have an appointment. But I will start at 7 o'clock West Coast time and be finished approximately at 8. Then in the evening, we have two classes. At 4:30, we will have a deep Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have an essay by the Ari. Does anyone have any questions? With no questions, I wish you all Shalom Gadol. A beautiful week, Shavuot Tov as well. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.